Patrick Gallagher speaking.
Why, my name is Miles, and I'm with Archtop Fiber. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Hiya, Miles. Thanks for the callback. Getting all kinds of Mailer Damon nonsense coming through, like hundreds of them. I'm getting them on my laptop in the house as well as my iPhone.
Okay, let's see here.
Seems to be happening since the changeover. Not sure. I'm also getting, I was signed up for Match a while back, and I'm getting all kinds of, you know, I guess, I don't know what you call them, but, you know, emails from basically hookers, I'm guessing, you know.
Okay, well, if you're receiving spam emails from having placed your email on the internet somewhere, I mean, that wouldn't really be anything that we would be able to fix for you.
Okay. I'm just blocking. That's all right, Miles. I'm just blocking them as they come in.
That would be the best thing to do. And also mark them as spam, so your email provider will know that they're spam. So hopefully, so that way, if another email attempts to come from that email address, the email provider will filter it so that you don't even see it, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
If you're having any problems with your internet service, that would be something that we could assist you with for sure. That would be something we could put in a ticket for.
I don't think I'm having internet problems. I think I'm having email problems. Am I talking to the right person?
Oh, email problems. That would be something to do with your email. Let's see. That's not really something that we would be able to help with. That would be something that would have to do with your email provider. Is your email like a Gmail, Hotmail, something like that?
I have Gmail, and yes. So you got to go slower, man. I can't follow you.
I'm so
sorry. My email is with Warwick Online, warwick.net.
Yes. So you'd want to make sure that you just block those emails. Mark them as spam.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay, Miles, but why is it that with the changeover to you guys, I'm getting hundreds of Mailer Damon emails, failed email notifications that I didn't send out to begin with?
I don't understand why you're receiving those emails. I mean, I could report it.
Them?
I could report it as a trouble ticket, but I'm not sure why you're getting those.
Okay, can you report it as a trouble ticket then?
Sure. Let's see here.
And will that go to Warwick? My Warwick email.
Well, I'll be reporting this so we can have someone look into it. And
okay.
What is the name associated with your account?
Patrick Gallagher.
Okay. Let's see here. P A T R I C K G A L L A G H E R.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Not at all. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I apologize for the delay. I'm just waiting on the database.
Don't worry, Miles. I'm not worried about it. Sunday morning, we got time on our hands, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. see here. And again, I thank you for your patience.
Not at all, bud.
And I currently haven't been able to locate your account in the database as of yet.
Why don't you try the email?
I can try the email. What email address is it?
GALLAGRR at warwick.net. The 986-8080 number that I called that you responded to or from is what's on the website.
Yes, sir, I understand. And I thank you for your patience.
Not at all, buddy. Don't worry about it.
And I apologize for the delay.
It's okay, Miles.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I'm not able to locate the account. I've tried every way I can. But for the mailer daemon, if you're getting emails that you're not supposed to be getting, I would say the best thing to do would be to just block those emails.
There's hundreds of them, Miles.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure if you, if you might have placed your email somewhere that caused you to get spam emails, but that wouldn't be something that we would be able to prevent. Although, if you were having problems with your internet
is there
service,
any way, Miles, excuse me, is there any way for me to just reach Warwick, Warwick, the email for Warwick online?
Let's see here.
The text at Warwick Online.
And I thank you for your patience. I'm going to have someone else take a quick look and see if they can assist.
Thank you. I know I have an account with you guys. The account definitely exists.
Yes, sir. I understand. So someone else is looking into this to see if they can find the account.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And Gallagher, Gallagher.
No. George, Apple, Larry, Larry, Apple, George, Robert, Robert.
Oh.
At Warwick.net.
No, I was asking about how do you spell your last name?
Gallagher.
That's what I had. I was just making sure I had your last name spelled correctly. Because we should be able to locate you by name in the database.
Physical address, any help?
First, we could locate the account by the name, and then after we locate it by name, we would typically ask the customer to verify their address. And then after that, we would move into creating the trouble ticket and submitting the trouble ticket. So our team would be aware of the issue that the customer is experiencing so we could get a tech out as quickly as possible if necessary. And what is your address?
57 West Street, Warwick, New York, 10990.
Okay, let's see here.
Can you send me a test email, or can I send one to you?
Is the account Gallagher Solar Thermal PV LLC?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So let me let my coworker know that she found the right account. See here. So it's in this system. Okay, let's try this way. And I thank you for your patience.
Not at all, Miles. Thank you. Sounds like you guys are out in Utah or something.
I'm in Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Is that Highway 40?
No. Oh, no, sir. No. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Let's see here. Let's see. I found it, believe. Let's see. We have an account for Patrick Gallagher, but we also have an account for Gallagher Solmwood. So I think let me tell her, my teammate.
I only got one account with Warwick Online.
Okay, so we have the account for Patrick Gallagher with an initial contact of Amy Gallagher, and then we also have Gallagher Solar Thermal. And
okay,
so
I
the
don't
one
know.
With your name.
May I, please? There's only one email address, right? No matter how many contacts you have. Is that right?
The one that's under Gallagher Solar Thermal is disconnected. The one under your name is actually active and connected.
Okay. So under Gallagher Solar, I mean, I based on this conversation and the difficulty in finding my information, I hesitate to ask you to delete one because I'm afraid that it will somehow or another impact the other. However, I only have one account. It's GallagherAgrr@warwick.net. So if we can eliminate any redundancy and remove Amy from the account, that is probably a good idea since Amy's no longer associated in any way with the account. And then if we can look into the emails that are coming through and ask ourselves why all of this mailer daemon stuff from email addresses I did not try to send anything to are appearing, that would be the issue to address. In other words, I didn't reach out to any of these mailer daemons. It's as if I had sent them emails and they were saying can't reach them, but I didn't send them.
Correct. I understand. Okay, let's see here. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
845-258-0749.
Did I make a mistake? 845-258-0749.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure I have that correct. Let's see here.
Thank you, Miles.
And the email account was, again, what was that email account?
George Apple, Larry, Larry, Apple George, Robert, Robert, at warwick.net.
Okay, that was G-A-L-L-A-G-R-R at warwick.net.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said you started receiving these emails when you switched over to our service?
I didn't. Well, I didn't switch over to your service. You guys switched me over to your service. So, yeah, I associate these things beginning to appear with the changeover. I don't know what happens internally. I haven't done anything.
Okay, I have submitted the trouble ticket for you, and someone would be in contact with you as soon as they are able to do so. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No, and thank you for your help, Miles. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. It was my pleasure to assist you. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.